the richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these aims. Cause when them meet and tingle the people way, one day them dead and them not dead yet.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement for the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program for the recording date of Sunday, June the 30th, 2013. We're talking about what we must do. We must stand up. We must be children of righteousness. We must be the instrument of salvation. We must be they who sow into the gate of God, sow into ourselves these principles of salvation, health, wealth, prosperity, liberation, deliverance for the oppressed, warn the oppressor, these principles of righteousness and justice. And it says Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel. So we're not just going to say son, we're going to say children, daughters and sons of Shealtiel. 7597, Shealtiel. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, means I have asked of God. And the word ask is broken down to 7592 Hebrew side, Sheol, to ask, to inquire, to borrow, to beg, to ask for one's self, ask leave of absence, to beg, to practice beggary. We have been made beggars and made desperate, and we must ask the Most High to deliver us, to strengthen us, that we may stand up on the principles of salvation, liberation, deliverance of the oppressed, that we must stand up on the principles of sowing truth, justice, and righteousness into the gates of God, which is ourselves, the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. Shealtiel. See, these are the principles that we must take on that we may stand up in a wicked day, in a wicked time, and bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven. Children of Shealtiel and his brethren. Are we brothers, sisters, and brothers? Are we feeling the brotherly and the sisterly love? Bob Marley saying, brotherly love, sisterly love, I feel this morning, I feel this morning. They don't want us to unite. All they want us to do is keep on killing one another. They don't want to see us live together. See? Bob knew and understood that we must come together as one man, one woman, one human family, as sisters and brothers, standing on the principles of truth, justice, and righteousness, standing on the reality of salvation. The word brethren is ak. This is so interesting because ak is the suffix of ruach, spirit. We must have one sister and brother spirit, ruach, and ak is the prefix of aket, the word for the pyramid, which wasn't a tomb but represented the womb for life in the here and now. And ruach is our mother, Holy Spirit, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. So are we sisters and brothers, or do we allow the Democrats and Republicans and Ku Klux Klan and Aryans to separate us? Do we allow religion and ethnicity and age and all of these divisions to divide us? So, brethren, and build it. The word build it, bana, to build, rebuild, establish. You see, we are, and to build a house, establish a family. We are building ourselves as the people who will come together and unite and stand up for Jerusalem, teach peace, teach a whole peace that will make us whole gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. In our pre-incarnate existence, we promised the Most High that we would do just such a work. Build it the altar, 4196, Miss Bayak, altar. This altar represents the burnt offerings, represents the prayers of the saints for truth, justice, and righteousness, that we would be delivered from the oppressor. Represents sacrificing animals, which symbolizes sacrifice the animal tendencies, the animal characteristics, sacrifice our passions, our lower passions, control our passions, that we don't run wild like an animal and a beast and destroy one another, which is what this system wants and what this system does. Control ourselves. Don't be animalistic. Don't be a beast. Don't desire to kill sister and brother and destroy sister and brother. So we are the altar. Our spirit, mind, body, souls, our hearts are the altar. We are setting up the temple. We are setting up the synagogue. We are setting up ourselves as the people and the altar and the temple and the synagogue of the God of Israel. The word God is 430, Elohim. It means rulers, judges, divine ones, angels, gods, plural, singular also, but plural, and gods, and not just God, but goddess. This is gods and goddesses. Psalm 82 and 6, ye are all Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the setting up of the human family, and each and every member of the human family will be rulers and judges and divine ones. We will be angels in human flesh. We will totally manifest our characteristics as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, Yahweh, Yahovah, Father and Mother, God and Goddess. So we're talking about the angels as gods and goddesses. We're talking about our ancestors as gods and goddesses. And we are talking about ourselves, the altar of the God of Israel. The word Israel, as we said, means God prevails. Some say to rule as God. So we will become gods and goddesses and prevail because we are in tune with Ra, the Most High, in the characteristic attribute of light, illuminating knowledge and wisdom, and in tune with Aset, that original black woman that represents the woman, five-pointed star right side up. Her symbol, the five-pointed star right side up, the Sirius star system representing life and representing water and representing standing up for the Messiah. All of this, Israel. See, when you understand Africa as the root, you can see deeper into the African Hebrew words and lexicon. To offer, we're going to offer, 5927, and this word is Allah. Yes, this African Arabic word is in the African Hebrew lexicon because the African Hebrew language and African Aramaic language and African Amharic language, these are the mother and father languages of the African Arabic language. It means to go up, to ascend. to meet, to visit, to follow, to depart, to withdraw, to retreat, to go up and come up, to spring up and grow and shoot forth as in vegetation. So we will be like vegetation, growing up and springing up, to go over, to rise of natural phenomenon. So phenomenon, the examination of natural things, of earthly things, and we will rise up into the mind of Allah, the mind of Allah, to come up before God, to come up before Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High, that we may become gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, to go up, to go over, to extend a boundary. So we're going over these false boundaries, and we're extending the boundaries to encompass all. It also, this word also means to excel, to be superior to. So we are going to excel and be superior to the wicked ruling class and ruling families, in that we will have all the science, all the technology, all of everything under the sun. But the crucial thing is we will have an excellent character and an excellent morality. These are the things that we must do that we may overcome this system. It says to offer burnt offerings, 5930, Olah. This is a related word to Allah. This is the feminine noun, Olah, the whole burnt offering, ascent, stairway, and steps. So we see Olah is that mechanism that we use to ascend like a stairway up to the power of the Most High, that we may transcend and rise above this wicked system, having love for the feminine aspect. This feminine aspect is the mechanism that we may rise up. Thereon, as it is written in the law of Moses. So writing, and we know that Africans created writing, hieroglyphics, metu neter, divine writing. This is what we're speaking about. Metu neter, divine writing in the Hebrew language. The writing of who? The writing of God. The writing of Moses. And Moses is drawn, or Moshe. Remember, Ak Moshe, Kak Moshe, the sons of Sekeninre. We're drawn out of the system of slavery that we may create a new society of truth, justice, and righteousness. Moshe, drawn, the lawgiver, the leader of Exodus, the leader of freedom, justice, and equality. Mashal is the etymological root to draw. So we are the drawing of the Most High, and we are drawn out of wickedness. We must rise above this system, be drawn out of this wicked system, that we may stand as one human family, stand up for salvation, stand up for justice and righteousness, and sow into the gates of God, the gates of the Elohim, the gates of the angels, the gates of the ancestors, the gods and goddesses, and become gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. Now the law is the Torah, and in the Torah we have the instructions of the Most High. And the word Torah is a feminine noun, because this Torah is the womb that we go into to get the teaching of the Messiah, the teaching of the prophets, the teaching of salvation, the teaching of truth and justice. This covenant that was given, I believe, I forget which mountain. I can't remember whether it was Ararat or which mountain it was. But 50 days after exiting slavery in Egypt from the Hyksos, the African Hebrew Israelite nation received the covenant. And in the covenant is this contract that the Most High would stand for truth, justice, and righteousness, and that the people would swear to the Most High that we would stand for truth, justice, and righteousness by the principles of life and existence, and fight to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. We would stand for Sabbath, stand against debt and debt slavery, stand against usury and the theft of land, wealth, and resources. We would stand for the immigrant, and we would love the immigrant as our sister and our brother. Moses says, in the law of Moses, the man of God, and the word man is ish, man, male, in contrast to a woman, female, husband, so on and so forth. But we say man and woman, exhibiting the characteristics of Moses, drawn out of wickedness, exhibiting the characteristics of Torah, this word that is a feminine noun, because the Torah is the womb that we go into. Okay, Moses, the man of God, and the word God is 430, and the word God is Elohim, gods and goddesses, angels, divine ones, rulers, judges, works or special possessions of God, the true God and God, but gods and goddesses. And ye are all gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. And it is our duty to stand up and to rise up and to be the children of justice and righteousness, and stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and stand up against the oppressor, and stand up against the wicked usage of wicked puppets to further warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction, and prepare ourselves to be judges and rulers, to be divine ones, to be the Elohim that we are called to be in our pre-existent reality. Pre-existent or pre-incarnate reality, we were the Elohim, gods and goddesses, spirit children of the Most High, Christ spirits. And then Psalm 8 teaches us that we were made lower than the angels and given power to rule over creation. And then in the book of Hebrews, we are told once again that it was Christ made lower than the angels and the glory of God. But we are told that man is the glory of God. So we are being told that we are the Christ, the glory of God, and made lower than the angels, given power to rule creation. And we are empowered to use this body that was prepared, that we may live in this body, this temple, this synagogue, and that we would lead captivity captive. We would stand up for those who are in the jails, those who are captive by this system. Mumia Abu-Jamal, Leonard Peltier, the Cuban Five, Assata Shakur in captivity, in exile, because Obama and Holder have seen fit to use the judicial system to put a $2 million bounty on the head of Assata Shakur. And all of the sisters and brothers in jail are political prisoners, because the system is unjust and unrighteous. And we are captive because we live under this wicked, parasitic, destructive system, privatized, everything being privatized, all the leaders cutting deals to privatize land, wealth, resources, education, healthcare. We're captives in this system. We're driven to join the military because of impoverishment. And so we take on a military uniform, go overseas, and kill another human being. We are all captives in this no good, rotten system. So we must prepare ourselves to be gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. Stand up for Sabbath. Stand up for Jubilee. Stand up for debt, for elimination of debt and debt slavery. Stand up for the elimination of warfare and bloodshed. Stand up for the return of the land, the wealth, and the resources back into the hands of the oppressed. And stand up for the elimination of the oppressor and oppression, and we go ahead and live as Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. This is our mission. This is our call. This is our duty. So I say to you, Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.